So this morning, what is your main question?
Inhale. Okay. Inhale, baby. Regarding concentration, Swamiji, because I got so many obstacles.
Right. Well, Sri Ramana Maharshi said very clearly that the obstacles are the habits of the mind. So when we see our concentration being weak, faulty, sometimes very strong and focused, sometimes not, we can moderate that by looking and changing the habits of our mind. A lot of it, which people really don't take seriously, the power of concentration, the focus of concentration, is a sattvic element. It's the sattvic guna. It's purity, stillness, rest. And a lot of it is affected by our physiological input. Of course, the input from the world affects our concentration because, you know, many people say, I can't concentrate because I worry, because I'm anxiety. These things are, of course, aspects that affect the mind from association in the world. Okay? So, and these are no doubt the most serious obstacles, the serious problems, because these go deep. And these are also energized in a sense from vasanas from past lives. And then it just becomes like a snowball effect. But in many cases, the actual cause of lack of concentration, let's say, if it's a deep association caused by worry, anxiety, loss, anticipation of loss, physical health, these things are there. But there are certain other currents that will strengthen those problems, and those are the physiological problems. Our sleeping habits, our eating habits, the habits of cleanliness, the environment that we are creating in the place where we live. And so we need to look at our lives and how we live and where we live, how we maintain ourselves, and try to instill sattvic elements in those things. This is why Sri Ramana Maharshi, they say, even though it really is true that he did give a lot of direction, and he was constantly guiding. But he had outwardly almost one rule, and that was a vegetarian sattvic diet was essential. And this is because he understood that he was directing people toward meditation, reflection on the nature of the self, or atmavichara, all sorts of different spiritual practices. He was not only jnana marga, or the path of self-knowledge, but bhakti, karma. He was engaging people in whatever was their spiritual constitution. But he said in all aspects of spiritual endeavor, a sattvic diet was essential. Because when we have problems that are come to us through our habits, through our association, they're amplified by impure diet. They're amplified by habits of uncleanliness of the body. And also, these things are diminished, which is the important thing. This is what we should dwell on. The problems, the anxieties, the things that cause our concentration to be weak and unstable, we can directly affect that by changing the physical environment, by eating pure food, by eating less food at night, because we're talking about the period of concentration in our morning meditation. So what we eat, and because if we lighten our food at night and make sure chilies and heavy fried foods and certain, you know, more rajasic and tamasic foods are not present, well, then they won't be affecting us in the morning hours. Also, In the place where we live and move, we should have images, pictures of God, of, you know, anything that's inspiring. We should read things that give us association. Reading and actually study is a very powerful form of satsang. So we should read lives of the saints, things that inspire us. And therefore, conversely, we should avoid reading things like newspapers and reports of murders and terror and television. Paramahansa Yogananda said the television is the greatest enemy of the household because it's violent, it's sexually implicit. All of these things are there. And the thing that people don't understand is these things all have a very profound, deep psychological and mental effect on us. This is why in the beginning of spiritual practice, many people are given the Gayatri Mantra. The Gayatri Mantra gives you the discernment to feel the effects of these negative actions and also feel the benefit of positive actions. And so you begin to avoid that which is dusang, which is evil association, and you long for and you want to increase positive association. Because this is also, you might say, one of the beauties of the grace of God, that shows that the grace of God is constantly moving in our life. If we just purify our life, even to a small degree, we start to realize that we do want to move toward things that are pure and uplifting. And we want to avoid things that are degrading. Because our nature, God is in us. And therefore, like Sri Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, when we hurt the body, when we entertain or feel conflict and misery and loss, God is feeling that. When we keep our body dirty and impure, well, that we're, in a sense, an offering to God. God is having to experience that. There's no separation between our consciousness and divine consciousness. What we do affects the divine in us. But this aspect of when you start to slow down the input from the world and increase your spiritual practice, you realize that you do love God. You do enjoy the spiritual practice. You do love recitation of the name of God. This is an indication that our basic nature is Godward. And this is why Sri Ramana Maharshi said that when the mind gets engaged in the world, it's just called an outward going mind. When you turn the mind in, he didn't say it an internalized mind, he called it a heart going mind. It automatically goes to the throne of the deity in our spiritual heart. So, problems with concentration should be dealt with right beginning on the physiological level. What you can do to change your habits to stop the effects that cause, that either warp or stunt or cause your concentration to vibrate. So obviously, the more difficult ones are the tendency to worry, the tendency to feel anxiety, even anger, frustration. But you'll find if you deal with the more simple aspects of your life, change your diet, change your sleeping habits. Try to, like, especially become quiet an hour or so before you go to sleep. Read something. Don't watch TV and then just go to sleep. Or don't, you know, talk on the phone and gossip. Or don't read the newspaper. Don't think about the world. Try to redirect your mind to things that are light, sattvic, restful, and peaceful. And then you put your consciousness in that mode, then you sleep, you say your prayers before you sleep. Maybe you go to sleep doing the name of God, Nama Japa. And then when you wake up, you pray. Like in the West, there is a prayer that it's a song they sing. They say, "Oh Lord, I pray that you'll be with me as I lay my head on the pillow. Therefore, when I awake, I'll have heaven on my mind. See? So this is what we do. And you'll find that concentration is not such a big problem. It's extremely important. In fact, the Buddha said that concentration is the main aspect that needs to be solid. So what did the Buddha say? The Buddha said, well, he was speaking mainly to people who had great powers of renunciation. He said, don't even eat at night. When the sun goes down, you stop. Then, of course, later on, there were different alterations made to his teaching. Whether that's good or not, we don't need to discuss. But then people said, well, we'll have milk and fruits and have light food. It's because, it's essential. This is a Buddha talking. He is the master of renunciation, the master of concentration. You find the same thing in Bhagavad Gita. You find the same thing in the Christian scriptures. They say, what you do to the body affects the mind. So don't think that your powers of concentration are weak and faulting because of some internal weakness. Most of it has to do with this. It's an effect. It's an effect of your just habitual lifestyle. So this is why Sri Yukteswar, the great guru of Paramahansa Yogananda, he just said outright, examine your mind, change your ways. Then you find two things will happen. You will improve, and you will realize, especially if prayer is put on top of that, that you're not alone, that you do have the ability to help yourself, and you do have the ability to call on the divine power, especially through the name of God and worship and all of the different things that people do, to like support you. So this is the key. On one level, you can say, it's true, you are an architect of your own destiny. You can make it or break it. The willingness to change, and this is actually, even in Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi's Jnana Marga, the word Atmavichara, more correctly, it doesn't mean self-inquiry. The Sanskrit word vichara, more correctly and more traditionally, means reflection. You reflect. And again, it's not scrutiny. You're not analyzing your mind. You look at it, you see, okay, this is good, I'll improve it. That's not so good, I diminish it or I remove it. And then with that happening, your concentration, your mental kind of like awareness becomes more pure, and then you can really reflect on the nature of the self. You can reflect on the divinity. So you're not worried so much about the humanity. Humanity takes care of itself. And it drives us from life to life to life. But the purpose of that is to realize we can change it. And the main motivation for changing our life is we do spiritual practice, which makes us more sensitive to our actions. This is the main teaching of the Buddha and Sri Ramana Maharshi. Actions have consequences. As you see, a consequence of something you're doing or something you're thinking is causing your concentration to be weak. So, it's not karma. It's just a reaction to what's happening in your life and what you're doing. So you look at your life and you change it. And you see immediate improvement. And also you add prayers. You say, oh Lord, help me. It's not easy, but it is with skillful action and the repetition of skillful action. You say, okay, this is not good for me, and if it's a serious thing, like for instance, I know people that are addicted to sugar and coffee, you say, okay, you don't say, from tomorrow, no coffee, no sugar. Well, you're not going to do it because you're addicted to it. You cut it back. You slowly contain it. And then you, if you take it, you take it in the middle of the day. You don't take it just before meditation or late at night when the effect of it is going to affect that period of concentration. So that's it. You just be skillful. And then as you start to get a clear, pure mind, you start to really feel the affinity and the love of God. And your awareness is able to go and feel that pure peace and joy comes into your life. And then when you have these detrimental things like a load of sugar or a bout of anger, and you realize the effect of that diminishes that relationship with God, then naturally you're going to say, listen, not only does it do no good to be angry, it's harmful. Not only does it really there's no nutritional value in sugar, I just like it, but the effect of it is harmful. So I need to like really contain it and then hopefully diminish it to a point where it's just not going to affect you and cause your spiritual practice to be stunted because of the tamasic or rajasic effect of these foods and associations. If you have friends that agitate you, well, guess what? Find different friends. Understand? Okay. May God bless us and keep us. And may He help us. Hari Om.